Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
GOP presidential hopeful former House Speaker Newt Gingrich will be at Harvard University tonight to screen a movie and conduct a town hall-style meeting. The local visit caps a week in which two national polls have shown Gingrich now leading the race for the Republican presidential nomination. WBUR's Fred Tice looks at whether Gingrich's national rise is reflected in the first primary state to the north, New Hampshire.
Newt Gingrich is telling an audience of Tea Partiers in Hampton how significant his ideas are.
If you go to Newt.org, there's a paper on rebalancing the judiciary. And I think it's the boldest statement of taking on the judiciary since Lincoln's first inaugural address.
The audience at the Granite State Patriots Liberty Pack Forum goes wild when Gingrich takes on President Obama.
What do you see as the biggest constitutional failing of the Obama administration?
Not understanding which country he's president of.
Two national polls, one from Fox News, the other from Public Policy Polling, have Gingrich in the lead. Here's how the candidate himself explains his sudden rise.
It's maybe the most substantive campaign in modern times.
The national media love to talk about these surveys, but they don't predict who's going to win the nomination. 4 years ago, Rudy Giuliani was leading in the national polls. He never won a single caucus or primary. What matters is what's happening in the early states, like Iowa and New Hampshire. As the director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, Andy Smith closely follows the preferences of the state's voters.
National polls are really not predictive of what's going on in New Hampshire because there are real campaigns going on here.
Active campaigns like Mitt Romney's and Ron Paul's, both are ahead of Gingrich in the latest Bloomberg poll conducted here. Still, Smith says the national rise of Gingrich could have an indirect influence.
I expect that that Gingrich will get a lot of attention by voters in New Hampshire based on what he's doing in national polls, and his numbers will probably bounce up in New Hampshire.
Smith points out that most likely New Hampshire primary voters have yet to make up their minds, but that doesn't mean that just anyone can take the state away from Romney this late in the game. Mike Dennehy knows about taking New Hampshire. He was behind John McCain's two primary victories in the state. He says this close to the primary, 8 weeks, two things have to happen for any candidate to shake things up. First, Dennehy says, voters have to see someone do well in Iowa.
They do decide in the last minute, but they also will need to see a candidate getting traction, certainly a week or two before the election. They're not going to go in cold.
And Dennehy says New Hampshire voters want to see a candidate work for their vote.
Anyone hoping to come close or to even topple Mitt Romney in New Hampshire is going to have to spend 7 to 10 days here in the final 7 weeks to really connect with voters and personally look eye to eye in these town hall meeting settings and answer the tough questions.
Gingrich is getting a late start. It wasn't until last month that he hired Twitter consultant and Tea Party leader Andrew Hemingway as his New Hampshire campaign director. Since then, Hemingway has been busy recruiting volunteers.
You're on board, buddy. Welcome to the team.
Hemingway is standing in the still empty new office he's just opened on Elm Street in Manchester. He believes that there is room for his candidate to do well here, no matter how daunting it looks for anyone trying to go up against Romney.
This is a Romney stronghold, and he's worked very hard in the state. I think that the opportunity we have is that there seems to be in the electorate a lot of people who maybe aren't, you know, really moving towards Romney.
But people who are not moving towards Romney are not necessarily ready to move to Gingrich yet. Sue DeLamis has been listening to Gingrich at the Tea Party Forum in Hampton. She's impressed, but she also likes former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania.
Newt and Rick are both wonderful. It's going to be tough. It is going to be tough.
And this is the conundrum that each of the candidates trying to unify the opposition to Romney has faced. People who don't like Romney have not rallied behind and stayed with one candidate. Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and Herman Cain have risen like rockets and fizzled just as fast. Andrew Hemingway recognizes that he does not have a lot of time to help Gingrich do well in New Hampshire.
We don't have the luxury of running a traditional campaign. And so we are forced to, you know, basically mold a new kind of a grassroots type of a model. And that's what we're doing.
Hemingway says Gingrich raised $1.4 million nationwide last week, 80% of that online. In New Hampshire, he plans to open at least three other offices. And Hemingway says Gingrich will be coming here often between now and the primary. Not that you'll see lawn signs popping up just yet. Those usually sprout in the last couple of weeks of the campaign as people make up their minds. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.